It started as any other typical day at work. I sat at my desk, toiling at the paperwork that stared me in the face. I couldn't really concentrate on it. I needed a haircut, my skirt needed to be dry cleaned, I had a lot of errands to do. So, like I said, a typical day. Until he walked in the door. It was his first day, and my supervisor introduced me to him.
Beth, this is Chaz. He'll be working with us.
Hi.
All I could do was smile back at him. I could barely say hello. My immediate thought was, oh my god, he's so hot, I can't even stand it. So I had to calm myself down, start concentrating on my paperwork again. But how could I? The cubicle next to mine was empty, so I was really hoping they were going to put Chaz there. In fact, I knew they would. God, he's so cute. He had dark hair and brown eyes, really nice build. He looked like somebody famous, I wasn't quite sure who, some random actor whose name you can never remember. I wonder what he thought of me. I hope he thought I was pretty. I mean, I've always considered myself attractive. I have straight hair down to my shoulders, nice face, big brown eyes, really full lips. And my figure has all the curves in all the right places, including a slender waist and really great legs. Well, at least my last boyfriend used to tell me all the time. But I had never felt like such a schoolgirl as I had when this guy walked into the office. But duty called. Back to the grindstone, shuffle those papers. But the next day, I decided to dress a little bit sexier than usual. I put on a silk blouse I'd gotten as a college graduation gift. It was all shimmery and fit really snugly, showed off my breasts really well. And then put another mini skirt on. I was pretty fond of them because I have long legs. It accented my waist, my hips, and my ass. It was cut above the knee, so it showed off those legs my ex-boyfriend was always going on about. You know, it's too bad he was such a jerk, because it was really nice hearing him say nice things about my body every day. I walked into the office, sat down, and noticed that Chaz hadn't arrived yet. It was one of those offices where you could kind of make your own hours, and he named his a little later than mine. But about a half hour later, he came in. He seemed kind of like a shy little boy, which is, I guess, what attracted me to him in the first place. Since, despite what you've already heard, I'm a little shy myself. Well, lunch hour finally came, and I decided to be a brave little soldier. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Beth.
He seemed a little startled. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare you?
It's okay.
So, having lunch at your desk today?
Yeah, these deadlines are ridiculous.
Oh, tell me about it. I've been dealing with this for 6 months before you got here.
They hired you right out of school?
Yeah, this is the first place I applied to.
God, you're lucky. I had to look for months before I got here.
You know, his voice? I don't know what it was about it, but it was... I was really enchanting. It was deep and powerful, yet gentle and sweet at the same time. Oh, God, he must already have a girlfriend. I knew it. It's a shame that all the good ones have girlfriends. But decided to try my luck anyway. So, how old are you? Don't mind me, I'm just being nosy. I know it was a stupid question, and he didn't have to answer.
24. I graduated college 2 years ago, but had some unfortunate circumstances after graduation, so here I am now.
Well, that's too bad. I figured maybe he'd open up to me later and tell me what troubled him. That is, if he didn't already have a girlfriend. Oh, this was too frustrating. I'm not about to steal someone else's man away, but if he was unattached, I wouldn't feel so bad about flirting a little with him. I had to know. Okay, I decided to continue with this line of questioning. Oh, I'm 22, just in case you couldn't figure it out. We had a little laugh, and then we went back to work. So a few days went by, and I was waiting for him to put a photograph of his girlfriend on his desk. Because sometimes that's, I guess, what guys do in the office when they want you to stop pestering them. But he didn't. That looked promising, but I had to be sure. So one day I said, "Hey, Chaz."
Yeah, Beth?
Group of us are going out for pizza later. You want to come along?
Sure. Sounds great.
Oh, so the day crawled until quitting time. 7 of us went to a pizza joint around the corner from the office. Kind of dingy, but nice. So we're at the round table, and I made sure to sit next to Chaz. You know, even if he did have a girlfriend, I could be near him and imagine, couldn't I? Anyway, as it always does, the topic of relationships came up in the conversation. And one of the guys, Ned, piped up and asked,
"So, Chaz, got a girlfriend?"
I used to, but it all kind of went to hell in a handbasket. Took me a little time to figure out whether or not the relationship was worth continuing. I guess in the end it wasn't.
I guess you mean no.
Yeah. No, Ned.
Ned could be such a jerk sometimes, but it was great because I got the information I was looking for. Chaz was smiling a little bit, but it seemed like his smile was a mask. Maybe hiding the hurt that he'd felt after the breakup. God, I guess we've all been there. I really wanted to comfort him, make things better. And truth be told, I really wanted him. Right there, under the table in the dingy pizza restaurant. Felt like my prayers had been answered. Well, I had to excuse myself and, you know, to use a common euphemism, go to the powder room because I was so excited. So I checked my face in the mirror, everything was in place. I had gotten my hair cut that week and they took off a bit more than I wanted, but other than that, I think I looked pretty good. So I put a little more lipstick on and went back to the table. I had to do something, anything, anything to let him know I was there for him and how much I really wanted him. You know, ordinarily I don't believe in love at first sight, but I don't know, I wanted this to be different, but what could I do? What could I say to him? Pretty soon it was time to leave the pizza place and the entrance is this long stairwell. Now normally I have no trouble maneuvering on these things, but I decided to play the helpless female. Chaz, can you help me down these stairs? These high heels make me a little uneasy on these steps. I hoped he'd buy the bluff.
Okay.
Yes! So I gave him my hand, which he took in his, and we walked down hand in hand while I pretended to concentrate on my footing.
Careful, Beth. We gotta go to work tomorrow.
Thanks, Chaz.
Anytime.
I could only hope, anytime, anywhere. Well, a couple of weeks passed, and I could start to sense that Chaz was interested in me. Things were really a little different after that night. I felt like we had made a little connection. But still, we worked together. Maybe he thought it'd be awkward. I don't know, maybe it was the way he was looking at me a little differently, the way he started to smile at me a little more, or a combination. But I wasn't quite expecting this. One day he came up to me unexpectedly.
Beth?
Oh, hi.
I'm sorry I scared you.
Oh, that's all right.
I have an odd question.
Go ahead.
If I were to ask you out, would you be interested?
Well... I paused. Not that I needed to, I just did it for a little dramatic effect, and also because I wasn't sure what I was going to say next. Yeah, Chaz, I would. In fact, I'm surprised some nice girl hasn't snatched you up yet.
A few tried.
And failed?
Miserably.
Like your last girlfriend?
Well, yeah, like her. I thought she was the one. The one and only, until I actually got to know her and came to the realization that our huge differences would probably get in the way a little bit, so that was it.
That's a shame.
Well, not really. Looking back, she gave me more headaches than anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, to answer your question, yes. Oh God, inside I was just bursting with anticipation. I had this burning sensation. I'd never felt anything like it before, and I...
So, how about it?
How about what? Oh God, I lost my train of thought already.
You know, you, me.
Oh, sorry, you probably think I'm some sort of a ditz.
Actually, I think you're very cute.
Oh my God, I blushed. I hope no one else would see me. I turned the deepest shade of red imaginable.
So, before you explode, what do you think?
Well, I took a beat and I smiled and said, I'd love to. Made plans for that evening. We went to a really nice bistro, had a great meal. We talked about everything under the sun, work, with the weather, the ocean, the things we liked and didn't like, and our likes and dislikes actually turned out to be quite similar. He drove me back to my apartment building and we stood at the doorway. Well, this is it. It's not much, but it's home.
It's nice.
Would you like to come up and see my apartment?
Sure, I can stay a minute.
Oh, this was almost too much. Chaz was going to be in my apartment. I was so nervous I almost dropped my keys. Well, actually, I did drop them.
Let me.
Thanks, honey.
Honey, you're welcome, sweetums.
Sweetums? Oh, that was too cute. Oh well, I don't know where the honey came from, so maybe he was surprised at where the sweetums came from. Anyway, I figure we better get upstairs before we get silly. So we got inside, I turned on the light. It was a little messy, needed some dusting, and the dirty laundry was in a neat pile in the corner of the room.
Yeah, I like it. Who's your decorator?
Oh, very funny. We took off our coats, and I sat on the couch as he went to use the bathroom. So I sat there with my legs crossed, mini skirt up to the thigh, and had my blouse with the top button undone, waiting for him. He came out of the bathroom. Hey, come on and sit down and relax. So he sat next to me on my left and breathed kind of a heavy sigh.
I had a great evening.
And so did I. Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Perhaps.
He slid his left hand into my right hand. I cuddled next to him, leaned on his shoulder. I don't want it to end, I whispered to him, and then he put his left arm around my waist.
Doesn't bother you, does it?
No. It's actually been a long time since I've been this close to anyone.
Yeah, me too.
I kissed him on the cheek, and then he turned to face me. Our lips met and we kissed. Oh, it felt so great at that moment. It felt really nice. We kissed a little more, a little deeper, and our tongues started probing around. And I let my hands explore his back, going up under his shirt. He did the same to me. And at that point, I just started to lose all my inhibition and all my shyness, and I just took his shirt off the rest of the way and pulled it over his head. And then he started unbuttoning the rest of my blouse. I felt his hands on my bare back. It was incredible. He started to take my bra off. You know, men usually have problems with this, but I wasn't even noticing that. So our shirts were completely off, and we just kept kissing and started to get more and more passionate. And our lips and our tongues are kind of trailing around on each other's necks and cheeks. And then finally we just, I don't even know when it happened. We moved off the couch to the floor. Then we're on our knees. Right hand went down and unzipped my skirt, and I think I somehow managed to unzip his trousers, but we're still halfway dressed. And then we crawled across the floor over to the bed where I guess we had to stop for a minute. It was all going really fast. So he lifted me up and put me on the mattress, and I looked at him, and I can't believe I did it, but I said, I love you.
I love you too.
Started taking our clothes off the rest of the way. He took off my panties. I bought some really lacy, cute ones over at Victoria's Secret that week, hoping that we might actually end up in this situation. You know, like that Bridget Jones Diary scene where she's got the granny panties on? I did not want that to happen, so I was prepared for this moment. Anyway, I looked at him and kind of motioned him to come towards me, grabbed him by the waist, unzipped his pants the rest of the way, pulled them off, and then he laid down beside me, just held me, put one leg around me, and kissed me really deeply. Pretty much our clothes were off at that point. I think we were just kicking them to the edge of the bed, and then they were on the floor. He was kissing me all over the place, and I was letting out little moans of pleasure to let him know how great it felt. He was massaging my breasts, and my nipples got hard. And then, this is a feeling I had really never felt before, and I didn't want it to stop, you know. Didn't really mention it earlier, but my last boyfriend, the one that always used to say the nice things about my body, he wasn't the greatest lover. And I'd had conversations with my girlfriends before about all the different kinds of orgasms they had before, and to be honest, I was a little embarrassed to say I really didn't think I'd ever actually had one before. But something about Chaz, I don't know, my body felt so alive, it was so hot and so urgent and yet so incredible and just, I don't know. Again, I'd never felt it before, and there was this feeling coming from inside me. There's the building of the intensity was amazing, and I'm starting to think in my head. It's almost like I was looking at myself from outside and realizing, wow, I think I might be about to have my first orgasm. Anyway, he started going really fast, and things were getting really hot, and I felt this need to kind of slow it down and savor the moment, so I said to him, be gentle.
I will.
So even though we stopped for a second, the passion had built to such a point there was absolutely no holding back anymore. And, well, long story short, I did have my first orgasm, and it was so incredible. I couldn't wait to feel it again. Luckily for me, Chaz was young, strong, and very virile, so we went at it several more times that night. And then again in the morning, And then, we both had to get up and go to work. I somehow managed to find an old boyfriend's shirt for him to wear so he wouldn't get any weird looks going into the office. And for the next few weeks, as our affair continued and we grew closer to each other, it was really a lot of fun trying to hide the little smiles that we wanted to share with each other at work. Finally, we had an afternoon where things were a bit slow and we met up in the supply closet, but that's another story.